Hi, this is Dr. Gary Pepper. Thanks for tuning in to Dr. Pepper Relay. Have you heard any rumors about metformin? Are you concerned about metformin? Well, I have heard a few rumors, you'd say, about metformin in the medical literature and even in social media. And I wanted to clear things up because metformin is one of the most useful medications for people with type 2 diabetes and a variety of other conditions. It is very effective at controlling blood sugar, and it's very inexpensive. So if you have doubts about it, well, let's try to clear things up. The active ingredient in metformin, first of all, comes from something called the French lilac, and that was discovered back in the Middle Ages, believe it or not. They used it to control symptoms of diabetes, even though they didn't know what diabetes was, such as frequent urination due to high blood sugar. Well, in the 1920s, the active ingredient in metformin was finally isolated. It's called a biguanide. But because the cousin to metformin, which had a lot of side effects, called fenformin, was the form of the medication that was decided to be used back then. The fenformin caused a lot of side effects like lactic acidosis, which is a buildup of acid in the blood, which can be very dangerous. So metformin waited in the wings until about the 1970s, the end of the 1970s, when they finally withdrew fenformin from the market and metformin took over. And within a decade, metformin became the drug of choice for treating type 2 diabetes. And we'll talk more about side effects and lactic acidosis in a minute. But as I was mentioning, the advantages of metformin are tremendous, including it's one of the strongest medications you can use to lower blood sugar in type 2 diabetes. It's very inexpensive. And in fact, a pharmacy chain here in Florida was giving it away virtually for free as a loss leader for people to come in and get their prescriptions filled at that pharmacy. But because it was so inexpensive, they could afford to give it away. So how does metformin work? Basically, it prevents the liver from making too much sugar. And believe it or not, in type 2 diabetes, the liver is one of the big offenders because it makes excessive amounts of sugar and doesn't turn off when it's supposed to. And another issue is something called insulin resistance in type 2 diabetes, and metformin can help with that. And we'll be talking about that in a minute. Now, what are side effects of metformin? Well, the realistic side effects, which can occur up until about 30% of people taking metformin, is generally stomach upset, stomach cramps, diarrhea, nausea, things like that. Though if you search the internet, you will potentially see up to 10 different side effects, but most of those are extremely unusual. And most people who do have issues, it's related to the stomach, as I mentioned before. But the incidence of lactic acidosis is extremely low, and it's mostly in individuals who have severe damage already to their kidneys or liver, and under the care of a qualified medical provider, which you should be if you need metformin, let's say, these issues should be very clear and therefore avoidable. Now, one of the rumors that I've heard is that metformin itself is bad for your kidneys. Well, it really, that is a misunderstanding. Metformin itself does not injure the kidney. It's people who already have a kidney disease where the medication can build up to a level which is not healthy. So there are cutoffs for whether you can use metformin if you have some kidney disease. And that, again, is going to be between you and your medical provider, who can make an accurate assessment of your risk. There are other conditions other than type 2 diabetes, which have been treated with metformin. One of them is called polycystic ovarian disease, or PCO, which is a fairly common condition in young women and is associated with elevated blood sugar, elevated cholesterol, obesity, and increased hair growth on the body. And metformin has been used as a very effective treatment in those cases. Another problem associated with PCO is infertility, and metformin has been used with great success in that situation as well. One of the more common conditions that metformin, other than diabetes, may be helpful in is something called the metabolic syndrome. You may have heard of that, getting a lot of media attention. Metabolic syndrome is associated with, again, obesity, high blood sugar, high cholesterol, and obesity. And insulin resistance is actually just a descriptive term that explains that insulin, which is a normal constituent in our blood released from the pancreas and controls your blood sugar, that the body is resistant to insulin, so therefore insulin resistance. And metformin is one of the few medications that can actually improve insulin sensitivity. There's another medication that has been used for 20 years in the treatment of diabetes, which also can improve insulin resistance, though it's not a very popular drug. It's called pioglitazone or Actos. But in situations where insulin resistance is a major concern, pioglitazone or Actos can be extremely useful. But what about metformin and weight loss? Well, it certainly doesn't cause weight gain like some diabetes medications, particularly like insulin, can cause weight gain. But in one particular study of individuals who have diabetes and insulin resistance, the average amount of weight loss was 12 pounds, whereas people who were given a placebo or an inactive pill during that time with those conditions gained approximately 8 pounds over the study period. So metformin can be useful in treating obesity and can be associated with weight loss, particularly in those who have what is called insulin resistance. Because of the effectiveness of metformin to lower blood sugar, many of the newer medications you may have heard in the commercials lately have hooked together with metformin to improve their glucose-lowering ability. So therefore, you're going to see these combination medications we'll talk about in 1 second. And because there is a once-a-day version of metformin called extended release or XL or ER, it's convenient because you can take a one of the newer medications and take that is combined with metformin and take one a day. Well, one of the more popular ones is called Janumet, which is a combination of a diabetes pill called Januvia and metformin. Then there is also one called Genta Duetto, which is a combination of Tragenta and metformin. Now, we're talking about medications that can cost either from between $450 up to $750 per month, combined with the inexpensive metformin. Another medication is Invokamet, that's Invokana and metformin. That's estimated retail price for a month of $718. Xingduo, or X-I-G-D-U-O, is a combination of Farxiga and metformin with a monthly estimated retail cost of about $678. So what is the actual cost of metformin alone? As I mentioned earlier, one pharmacy in Florida was giving it away for free as a loss leader. But metformin in the twice daily, that's the short-acting version, can cost anywhere from $13 to $22 for 100 tablets. And the once-a-day or XL or ER version can cost around $53 for 100 tablets. That makes a year's supply of metformin only about $193 per year, whereas the newer medications, the ones that are being promoted on commercials that you are hearing. By the way, guess who is paying for those commercials? That's you, the user of the medication. You could spend up to $8,600 per year on that type of medication. It isn't necessarily traditional for your doctor to worry so much about cost of medication, but I particularly do worry about it. One of the reasons is something called social determinants of health. Social determinants of health refer to how economics can play a role in your health, and it's been well documented that people who are unable to afford the healthier forms of food, the less fatty forms of food, the ones with less carbohydrates, and the people who can't afford a gym membership to stay active or other forms of hobbies that allow people to be active and keep their weight down and have them burning calories, that takes cash, you know, that takes money. And if you're paying almost $9,000 per year for your diabetes pill or one of your diabetes pills, you at a severe disadvantage, which can affect not only your lifestyle, your weight, but also can reduce your lifespan. And there are numerous studies, as I mentioned, that have shown that this is, in fact, a true thing. I hope I've clarified some of the issues you may have had about metformin, and this podcast is not for medical treatment or advice, but it's to give you a heads up so that you can discuss these issues with your healthcare provider. And in the near future, I hope to be able to provide a similar show for you on prediabetes, which is also getting a lot of attention in the media, which is the condition before you develop diabetes. And during that time, you have some ability to change things in the in your lifestyle and even use certain medications, of course, which metformin may be one of them that may help reduce the risk of going from this pre-diabetes state into diabetes. So also I want to ask you if you enjoyed the show, if you feel that it's valuable, if you would put a like on it, even subscribe to this. It's a relatively new channel. We could really use your support. Anyway, I'm glad that you watched up till this point, and I hope to be having you tune in the coming weeks. Thanks again. Bye now.